This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any connection to President Trump's campaign. AP's Ed Donahue has the details.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump used familiar words to try to discredit the report.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt.
And the president told Fox Business Channel he doesn't even like the creation of the Mueller team.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The president called Robert Mueller a best friend to James Comey, who succeeded Mueller as FBI director. There's no evidence the two are close friends. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate's Democratic leader says the public deserves to see all of the Mueller report. AP Washington correspondent Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Inter-American Development Bank on Friday called off next week's meeting of its 48 member countries in China after Beijing refused to allow a representative of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido to attend. That's according to sources with knowledge of that decision. The sources said the decision was made in Washington on Friday at a meeting of the executive board of the IADB, Latin America's largest development lender, after China refused to change its position.